You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 1,420 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 11 deaths, six women in their 60s to 90s and five men aged in their 50s to 80s. Health officials say the majority of people hospitalised yesterday were unvaccinated. However, across the state, vaccine rates are rising, with 54% of Victorians aged 16 and over now having received both vaccine doses. And Health Minister Martin Foley has also flagged the rollout of rapid antigen testing, with healthcare workers the first to use the new system.
It will be then rolled on to through a whole of government process through other particularly risky settings, where it will add to the toolkit for those settings to monitor the normalisation of how we identify COVID in a higher vaccinated Victorian community. And some of those settings will include schools, childcare, corrections, emergency services, and we'll have more to say about how that operates across the whole of Victorian government in the very near future.
From midnight on Wednesday, red zone areas, which are not locked down in New South Wales and the ACT, will be reclassified as orange zones. This will effectively allow Victorians and non-Victorian residents to travel to the state, but they will need to take a test within 72 hours of arrival and wait for a negative result before leaving isolation. Meanwhile, the Premier, Daniel Andrews, has reassured people that they will get the care they need despite COVID putting pressure on the state's healthcare system.
No, we'll simply respond to how many cases we need to respond to. If we have more patients that need beds, then more beds will be open. There's already a buffer there. Those streaming arrangements that I think you've been briefed on by the Secretary of the Department, as well as the Minister, spoken to them a number of times, they're in place to make sure that people get the care that they need as close to home and they get the right care at the right time. But we're going to see more and more patients who need will be sadly critically ill. And they will need to be they'll need to be supported.
New South Wales has reported 594 new locally acquired cases of COVID and 10 more deaths after New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet flagged a review of the state's roadmap out of lockdown. Across the state, 88.6% of people aged 16 and over have received their first vaccine and 67.7% are fully vaccinated as of 11:59 p.m. on Monday. The Health Department's Dr. Marianne Gale says the state's ongoing efforts are making a big difference with high vaccine coverage.
So thank you very much, everybody, for your ongoing terrific efforts in coming forward to get vaccinated. It's really pleasing to see such high coverage of vaccination across the state.
And the ACT has identified one coronavirus-related death and 28 new cases, with 19 linked to other infections or clusters. The latest fatality was a woman aged in her 70s receiving end-of-life care, taking the death toll to six for this COVID-19 outbreak. Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says 9 cases are under investigation, 13 cases are household contacts, and an infant is infected.
A baby in the special care nursery at the Centenary Hospital for Women and Children has tested positive to COVID-19 overnight. The patient has been in the special care nursery for some time and became symptomatic last night. The child has been moved to a COVID-19 ward and family members have been advised to get tested and to enter quarantine.
Lieutenant General John Frewen, head of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine program, has warned complacency is slowing down the rollout in Western Australia and Queensland. On a national level, 57% of the population over 16 is fully vaccinated. However, the rate is still below 50 in both Queensland and WA. Mr. Frewen says they haven't been exposed to the same level of urgency as other parts of the country.
There's certainly an element of complacency in those places because they haven't had the major outbreaks. I think, you know, for much of WA, it's just been, life is normal for many, many people there. But I just implore them that, you know, this vaccination is it's so effective. We've seen it in the rates of hospitalisations and even deaths. So, you know, if we make the assumption that Delta eventually finds its way across the entire land, that now is the time to get vaccinated. And
Queensland has not detected any new cases, but authorities are warning the Delta variant is likely to spread in the community. Health officials are also concerned about vaccines in Queensland, with the state having amongst the lowest vaccination coverage in Australia. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.